This is the Banner of Truth broadcast, a program sponsored by the Free Reformed Churches of North America. Your speaker is Pastor Hans Overdoen. Dear listener, are you busy, busy, busy? We noted last time how Jesus, when here on earth, was very busy too. Our theme for this and last week's message is Busy Jesus and Busy You. Our main text from the Bible for this topical theme is Mark 3, verse 20 and 21. Here we read about Jesus and the disciples, and the multitude cometh together again, so that they could not so much as eat bread. And when his friends heard of it, they went out to lay hold on him, that is, on Jesus, for they said, He is beside himself. From this reference and many others last time, we have considered so far there is a good side to being busy, but there's also a bad side to being busy, though of course Jesus wasn't guilty of any bad side to being busy. Jesus was and is busy only always in a right and perfect way, but we can so often and are always by nature busy in wrong ways. The devil loves to keep people foolishly and vainly busy, and too busy to think about the need to get right with God and to listen to His Word and to prepare for the world to come. How many people plan eventually to get busy about these eternal matters, but they are always too busy to really take it seriously now. How about you and me in this regard? This message is a continuation of last week's broadcast in connection with being always so busy. And now I come also to my third point, which is there is a searching question with all your and my busyness. You need to ask these questions daily, and not be too busy to do so. What are you mainly busy about? What are you mainly busy for? Is it true you are too busy in the mornings to take a few moments of quiet time in God's Word and with prayer for His blessing on each new day? No, I don't mean in the car, behind the wheel, on the way to work, but in time set aside in devotion to God and His Word, even as you get out of bed. Is it true you are too busy at work to come home for supper with your family on a regular basis? Too busy not just on some rare occasion or for a season with some special work, but it has become a daily habit and a regular trend. And so could it be you're too busy for family life, too busy for family devotions, making money for the family and in pursuit of a lifestyle you want takes precedence over spending time in family devotions for you? Could that be true? You are too busy during the week with so many things you like to do or that you just need to do that really you can't be counted on to be attending any weekday meeting at the church, and no one should expect you to be there. But what happens, may I ask, when the sports games are on, especially with your favorite teams? You have time then to sit on the couch and to watch that, of course. You wouldn't miss that, you say? If so, are not your priorities in busyness all mixed up and wrong, even? There is a searching side to our busyness. What are you busy about? What are you so busy for? What are your priorities in and with your busyness? Do you always have time for those things that somehow serve yourself and promote self-indulgence in this world and its pleasures and treasures, but you are too busy mostly to serve others and to focus and concentrate with others on the things of God's eternal kingdom and the matters of salvation from sin through Jesus Christ the Savior? Does your busyness reflect you know the one thing most needful for our children and grandchildren is that they be born again by God's Holy Spirit and be rooted and grounded in the truth? Does your busyness show you realize the one thing most needful above all things is that people come to know the Lord and become converted to Him by grace through faith in Jesus Christ and His Word? What does your busyness reflect as your greatest passion in life? Jesus in our text passage was thought to be beside Himself, being so busy in the things and service of God. Do we reflect the same, being busy in God's way, or busy only always in our own way? What are you so busy with and about? Is your consuming interest and focus the Lord and His church and kingdom? Or could it be you have actually become much more busy with everything else of this life and burdened under Satan's yoke? Yes, busy, B-U-S-Y. In that way, burdened under Satan's yoke. So busy thus for here and now, without even realizing it, how much? The plea with this sermon is don't be busy in the bad sense. But realizing busyness is part of life, be busy in a good way. Busy, not burdened under Satan's yoke, but if I may change the acronym, busy, B-U-S-Y, being useful, serving Yahweh. With Yahweh being another Hebrew term for Jehovah. Busy are you? Busy, that is, be being you, useful, S, serving, Y, Yahweh, and His church and kingdom. True Christians, by God's grace, seek and pray and work to be busy in this way, being useful, serving Yahweh. When you are busy in this way, it shows in your diligence and commitment in the raising of your family in the way of God's Word, and in your personal pursuits and priorities in life, in seeking God and serving Him. It shows then too in your diligence and commitment and care with all matters related to the Christian church and its local and international ministry and needs. It shows in your involvement and encouragement in the various ministries of Christian service available to us every week again. God's true people, busy in a right sense, agree with what someone said, let us wear out for Jesus and not rust out. The world may think you are crazy, so spending yourself for the things of God, that you are beside yourself, and so giving yourself and of your resources for His service and for the well-being and extension of His church and kingdom. But so be it. In the end, who will prove to have been the wisest? Jesus says in Matthew 12, verse 25 to 26, he that loves his life, indulging in everything of it for himself, that means, shall lose it. And he that hates his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. If any man serve me, let him follow me, and where I am, there also my servant will be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Likewise in Matthew 10:39, Jesus states, he that finds his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. Do you understand these verses, dear listener? Are you busy in life, so busy finding life here and now, or giving of your life here and now in faith in Jesus and in service to Him and for His cause? In an average week, how much of your life is caught up in worldly pursuits and self-pleasures, and how much is focused on godly pursuits and Christian ministries? There is a good side to being busy, and there's a bad side to busyness. Where do I stand? In this regard, will you ask this question with all your busyness? Do your children, does your spouse see your chief aim and goal in life with all your busyness is to glorify God and to enjoy Him now already, but also in eternity? And that your greatest longing is that many more might come to know Him and be saved before it is forever too late? Jesus in His busyness gave Himself and spent Himself in His Father's business with one main aim, sinners to save. His busyness is the hope of our salvation. For this sometimes He would not eat, once even for 40 days. For this He sometimes would not sleep, spending nights in prayer or waking up early for a time of prayer before the busy schedule of the day. How Jesus spent Himself and wore Himself out, sinners to save. And now as the exalted Savior in glory, Jesus is busy calling and saving sinners through His preached Word and by His Spirit's blessing on that Word. And isn't it true? Love and care so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Can it be that even as a confessing Christian, you have made yourself so very busy with all kinds of matters, but have so very little time for the Lord, seeking and serving Him? Be still and know that I am God, the Lord says. Do you know what that is about in your life? Seek first, that is chiefly and primarily and constantly, the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all the other things of life will be supplied as required, the Lord promises. Do you reflect a believing response to that word of Jesus? Busy, busy. How so? burdened under Satan's yoke, or being useful, serving Yahweh, and living to His praise? I want to end this message about busy Jesus and busy you, still looking briefly at a fourth point. We have seen there's a good side to busyness, and a bad side with busyness, and there's a searching question with busyness. And last, now consider with me yet the promising side in busyness. And here I'm thinking of God's promises that none who spend themselves in busyness in God's service will regret that. Trusting Jesus as Savior and living to His praise in our families and for the extension of His church and kingdom as God gives us opportunity, oh, then you will not be put to shame, but find also in that way eternal gain by God's grace. Think here of the words of Revelation 14:13, where we read, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from henceforth, yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." Here we learn that eternal rest is to come for all God's people, trusting in Christ alone as Savior, and having lived and been busy to His praise. But along with that rest, we learn too that our works here below, our busyness in His service here and now, will somehow follow us and impact us for greater good and blessing in the world to come. You see, no one who spends himself for Christ and His church and His cause and His kingdom, showing his love and care to others, taking time to teach and raise others in God's way, living in word and deed to His praise, shall ever find it to have been in vain. Already in this life, such busyness in God's service brings so much reward. And in the life to come, there is still so much more reward, not as something we deserve or have earned as a right ever of ourselves, but always as something which God freely grants for Jesus' sake, in honor to those who lived seeking to honor Him and His word and His kingdom above all. There is a promising side to busyness, when busy being useful, serving Yahweh. That is for sure the case. Even when you spend yourself here and lose health and wealth too, perhaps doing so, the gain is immeasurable in the world to come. There may be rest times, yes, here in life, but our rest times too should be that we might further be focused and serving the Lord our God. And no, I'm not promoting works religion at all, saying all this, but I'm just emphasizing what James teaches: faith without works is dead. And I'm reinforcing what Jesus taught, that using your talents, that which God gives you for the furtherance of His cause, then he or she who is faithful in the least things will become ruler over many things. Matthew 25:23. Jesus teaches us also in Matthew 6:19-21. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Does your busyness reflect a heart for God and the world to come, or a heart for self and this world and its pleasures? Busy, burdened under Satan's yoke, or busy, being useful, serving Yahweh in your place and station, family and situation? What is your answer? Busy Jesus and busy you. What is the connection in your life? What are you so busy with and about? Busy, burdened under Satan's yoke, or busy, being useful, serving Yahweh? Don't be too busy to consider this important question. Yes, every day and week again. Amen. The preceding message is available in printed form. If you would like to receive a free copy, write to the Banner of Truth, 9698 Epp Drive, Chilliwack, BC, postal code V2P6N6. For more information about the Free Reformed Churches of North America, you can visit our website at frcna.org. Listen again next week at the same time for the Banner of Truth. And thank you for listening this time.